Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on July 30th, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we are anxiously waiting for the results for this year. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For more information, visit their website at www.academyofforeignlanguages, that's all spelled out, academyofforeignlanguages.com, or call 310-975-4133. That's 310-975-4133. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here in the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well this morning, Joe. How are you?
Wonderful. It's been a great week.
It's been a busy week so far, and it's just going to get busier.
It's crazy. My daughter was downtown yesterday for a meeting, and the traffic, the World Games, it's just insane.
Is it? Oh, okay, so they didn't prep for that the way they did for the 84 Olympics when there was absolutely no traffic, right?
No, it's I don't know what's going on, but it's crazy down there. So many events and so many venues, but that's the world has come to L.A.
That's right. They're all here.
Yeah.
Well, I've had a very busy week. One of the highlights was Tuesday night. I went to a preview party at the new Doma Kitchen location in Manhattan Beach.
Yes.
Yeah, they remember they used to be in Redondo, and they closed, I believe it was last fall, and they sent out an email saying, you know, we're going to reopen in a new location. But it was months and months and months, and I kept calling people saying, where are they? When are they going to open? And finally, they opened about a month ago at the new location. It's in Manhattan Village Mall. It's adjacent to where the old movie theaters were.
Right.
And so I went down there Tuesday night, and they've got a great space. It's a large, roomy, airy, high ceiling. They've got an outdoor patio and, of course, all their fabulous food. So Doma Kitchen is open for business. And from what I understand, they're serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, no dinner on Sunday, just very soon be serving breakfast.
Right.
So, yeah, so when you get a chance, you know, make a point, get over there.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's good that they're back.
Well, I my wife and I were driving along PCH recently, and I have to say a great sign at 525 South Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo Beach for Ragin' Cajun.
Yes.
I really want to plug them because Stephen Dominguez is such a great restaurateur. He's a great friend, and we were with him for 15 years when he was in Hermosa Beach, and that whole thing where he had to leave Hermosa, and then he became a member of the Great Food Truck Race.
Yes, yes.
Which was awesome, and now he has an amazing location at 525 South Pacific Coast Highway in Redondo. Ragin' Cajun. The sign is gorgeous.
Thank you. It's a beautiful building.
It's a beautiful
building. They did a nice job on that, on the exterior and the interior. You can't miss it. It's red.
Yeah, it's awesome that he's really landed on his feet and found a great location still in the South Bay.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of special events, too.
Yeah.
The last couple of months, they had a couple of crawfish boils, stuff like that. So, they're doing real good. So everybody has to check that out, too. So, anyway, today, you know, Joe, we've been so busy covering all the fantastic events happening around the South Bay. We haven't had a chance to do a roundup since the 2014 holiday season.
Right.
I mean, that's busy.
Yeah.
You know, so, and as everybody knows, the weekend roundup, that gives us a chance to, for Joe and I to talk about the many events and activities taking place this coming weekend, and there's a lot going on this weekend.
Amazing sort of variety. Summer still really isn't even like, you know, the big thing is when the summer concerts start in Hermosa, that's when things really get going, and that's going to happen soon this weekend, but Twisted Fist has partnered with Lido de Manhattan Beach to present a Bo Robinson solo art show. Is this new? Is this the first one?
You know, Twisted Fist works with the Bellamore a lot.
Yeah.
The Bellamore has done different events and art shows at the hotel, and the woman I'm in contact with over there sent me this over. So I don't know if Lido has done art shows before, so I'm not sure. Tell us about it.
Well, this is exciting and interesting for restaurateurs to partner with art exhibits and art promoters, because that makes it really an integrated experience. Bo will be showcasing his works during Lido's Wine Club on Thursday, July 30th from 6 to 8:30 p.m., and all works will be available for purchase. The Lido Wine Club is $15 per person for 5-plus tastings. Wow, that's an amazing deal. Delicious complimentary hors d'oeuvres will be served during the tasting. All wine will be available to purchase at discounted prices. Featured wines include Jonada, The Pairing, Balducci, and Patel, Best of Napa and Santa Barbara. Space for this event is very limited, and you know, you can tell from the price, it's amazingly well priced. If you plan to attend, please RSVP and arrive early, as entry to the exhibit and wine tasting will be first come, first served. If the space is full, happy hour will be available in the bar area until 7 p.m. for anyone that would like to wait. RSVP on Facebook. The event page is kind of a long number, so you can find that at southbaybyjackie.com. Lido de Manhattan Beach is located at 1550 Rosecrans Avenue, Suite G in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah, that's over where the Whole Foods is.
Right.
Yeah.
And $15 per person for 5-plus tastings, I mean, that's...
And hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, and hors d'oeuvres. That's what a deal.
And art. That's a lot for $15.
It is.
So that's gonna launch the weekend off. That's tonight, as you said, Thursday, July 30th. And what also starts today is the 2015 International Surf Festival. You had Rob McGowan on the show.
Great show.
Yeah, to talk all about that. And that, as I said, it starts today, Thursday, July 30th, and runs through Sunday, August 2nd. The host city for this year's festival is Hermosa Beach. You know, every year they switch off the different host cities, Redondo, Hermosa, Manhattan, Torrance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The event promotes the four South Bay cities, the world's best lifeguard service, and physical fitness for thousands of participants. The festival kicks off with the Charlie Sakely Volleyball Tournament, better known as Six Man, on Thursday, July 30th at 9 a.m. at the Manhattan Pier, before I go on with the other events. You talked about this with a couple of times last week with Rob and then with Chief Espinoza.
Right.
4 years ago, whatever, the six man had gotten completely out of control.
Right.
And Chief Irvine and others in the city decided they needed to change things up. So they switched the volleyball tournament to midweek.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 2-day event. And so they switched it, I think, Wednesday and Thursday,
right,
or Tuesday and Wednesday, I can't remember, for the last couple of years, and things quieted down quite a bit.
Right.
And it went a lot better. So this year, they're making another adjustment, and the volleyball tournament is going to be Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that works out. if it's going to go back to the 60,000 plus craziness, or if it finds a nice middle ground.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fantastic. I wish I had, you know, it's been a really crazy week for me with, I had some dental work done on Tuesday, and that sort of killed that day and the next day. And so now I think if I had known about it, I would have, and I had planned, I would have taken off today so I could go, because
damn
it's
teeth.
Fantastic.
Damn teeth.
Yeah. Darn root canals.
Well, anyway, so today and tomorrow, you know, I don't know how long it goes, but, you know, I don't know, maybe you could get a chance to run down there in your lunch hour or something.
Maybe, because it's going to be fantastic. The costumes.
It's always fantastic.
It's fantastic.
It's the oldest and the biggest on the circuit.
Right.
It's the oldest and biggest tournament on the circuit. So, anyway, so as I said, that starts today. And tonight, the Los Angeles County Lifeguard Medal of Valor Dinner, that's scheduled for tonight, Thursday, July 30th at 6 p.m. at Seaside Lagoon in Redondo Beach. And I believe there are 4 lifeguards that are going to be getting their medals. You know, these guys, they go and they pull people out of the water and they save their lives. It's great.
Right, right.
Tickets may be purchased at the door if not sold out. So if you don't already have a ticket, you know, maybe you can go and get lucky and get in. On Friday, July 31st, the L.A. County Lifeguard Championships take place at the Manhattan Beach Pier beginning at 7 p.m. Events include U.S. Coast Guard helicopter and L.A. County Lifeguard rescue demonstrations, run relays, and other lifeguard competitions. Now, Saturday and Sunday will be packed with events all day long. I can't go through all of them, but the schedule is on my website.
Right.
Yeah, so the fun-filled weekend includes the Dick Fitzgerald 2-mile beach run, sand soccer, the Velzy Stevens peer-to-peer paddleboard championship, sandcastle contest, beach volleyball, and several other activities. The International Surf Festival is presented by beachsport.org, the Chambers of Commerce, the cities of Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach, Torrance, the Los Angeles County Fire Department, and the Department of Beaches and Harbors. So for additional information and the entire schedule, visit the website at www.surffestival.org.
Right.
That's a classic South Bay event that's been going on. Did he say how many years they've been doing this?
I think we said generally 54 official.
Wow.
And then it's been going on probably for 20 years before that, that was unofficial.
Unofficial, yeah. Hey, did you end up having the coach from the Australian team on the show?
Oh, yeah, Chris Porter. Yeah, I wanted to talk about that. He was fabulous. That's the Wheeland Shield. It's a competition between Los Angeles County Lifeguards and the Victorian State Surf Life Saving Association of Australia. And that's been going on since 56.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing? It's every 4 years.
I didn't even know we were in contact with Australia in 1956.
Yes, they had telegraph and everything going by that. And it was, it's what an amazing relationship. It really is a relationship, and it's been going on since 1956, and it's just amazing, amazing, amazing. Every 4 years, they switch off. This year happens to be the Victorian State Surf Life Saving Association of Australia is going to be here, and it's going to be fantastic. Chris Porter and his whole team, including his son, is a member of the team, are going to be here. Fabulous.
Oh, we love it when Aussies are running around the South Bay.
And
especially lifeguard Aussies.
Many of these, kids, you know, many of these kids, 20s and early 20s and even 1918, have never been outside of Australia. So they've come to California. Their minds are blown and their eyes are big.
Oh, wow. That's terrific. Well, I'm glad we got good weather for them.
It is awesome.
Yeah. Right. So that's taking place, that whole International Surf Festival taking place all the way through Sunday. It starts today.
You know, and the summer has just begun, as I was saying, but the exciting stuff is starting, because this summer Ruby's Diner is sponsoring a brand new community tradition. And they're all over the South Bay, but this is different. This is Movies at the Lagoon.
Yep.
I love this. On select Friday nights during July and August, Seaside Lagoon will play host for this new summer movie series. The films begin at 8:15, and attendees should bring chairs and blankets. What a fabulous idea. I mean, the lagoon is perfect for this.
It is. It is. It's interesting. I don't know that they've ever done this before.
No, I guess not. They say it's a brand new community tradition, and I assume someone, you know, people have wedding receptions there and so forth, so people must have shown movies there before, and it does absolutely lend itself to that perfectly. Food for purchase will be available from Ruby's Diner takeout window. It's perfect. The movies are free of charge and open to the public. That's the huge thing. It's free of charge.
Yeah.
Parking fees apply with validation. They'll be screening Frozen.
Oh, boy.
On Friday, July 31st. That's tomorrow. So Frozen tomorrow night, 8:15 p.m. start time. For additional information, you can go 310-376-7829 or 310-376-7829 or visit the website visitredondo.com/Seaside Lagoon Movies or just go to the website and you'll find everything there.
Yeah.
Excellent. Seaside Lagoon, of course, most people know, but Seaside Lagoon is located at 200 Portofino Way in Redondo.
You know, it seems, okay, so we've been doing this for 4 years. I've been doing my website for 4 years.
Right.
And it just seems like every city has caught on to this idea of outdoor movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many different venues. You know, Torrance does one in different parks throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing them in the Octagon. They're doing them in Seaside Lagoon. I mean, it's just such a great community amenity, you know, free movies.
Yeah, and it was I'll have to plug some ancient history here. We had a movie on the beach in 1997, the first Hermosa Beach Film Festival, and that was a technical nightmare. It was not a LCD projection. That was a real projector on the beach with sand and wind. I don't know. Most people won't remember, but we actually got blown away the first night we tried it. The wind was just too fierce, and we had concerns of people getting injured, so we had to go indoors. But we did it, and we thought that was going to be it. But then we decided to come back out at the end of the weekend on Sunday. We had a movie on the beach, and it was glorious. The weather was perfect. It was warm and overcast, and there was a chill in the air a little, and it was the camaraderie, it was beautiful. But that was an event, and now it's just happening all the time. These new LCD projectors, they're so bright.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, anyway, one of the biggest events happening this weekend, all right?
Yeah.
And this is huge. The Point, designed to become the South Bay's living room, captures the essence of the community and delivers an unmatched collection of regional shops, restaurants, and emerging national brands. Located conveniently at the crossroads of Rosecrans Avenue and Sepulveda Boulevard in El Segundo, The Point will be celebrating its grand opening by hosting a series of amazing events open to the entire community on July 31st and August 1st. Now, before I get into what's going on starting tomorrow, after the show this morning,
mm-hmm.
I am literally running out the door for the ribbon cutting.
Right.
At The Point. So Friday, July 31st, The Point's Plaza will be transformed into a SoulCycle block party from 11:30 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. Join SoulCycle's rockstar instructors for a cardio dance party and experience firsthand why more than 12,000 riders partake in SoulCycle classes throughout the country every day. Stop by the party to work up a sweat and then cool off and refuel with healthy popsicles, juices, and snacks. Start your weekend off on a soulful note and join the indoor cycling lifestyle brand that has taken the world of fitness by storm. This is going to be huge.
Yes, I love the website, thepointsb.com, and it's full screen photos that are giving you a sense of the shops and the restaurants and SoulCycle and so forth. But you have to go there to really get a sense of what this place is going to be about. Jackie, we were there just recently, yesterday or before, My wife and I were looking at the range of eateries and the shops. It's the most unique collection of the best from all over the country.
Yep, yep.
In the South Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing.
It's all right here, Joe.
Yeah.
Now that the point is here, we'll never have to leave the South Bay.
I think this is one of the best malls, literally the best collection of retail locations in Southern California, bar none. Maybe even people from the West Side will be coming down here.
Yes, they will be. And this weekend, everybody can go check it out for themselves. So tomorrow morning into early afternoon, they're going to have the SoulCycle block party. Then tomorrow night, The Point will be hosting an opening weekend summer concert. This event will offer guests a free outdoor concert at the Point Plaza by Eagles tribute band, The Long Run. The band has earned its place among top drawing tribute acts and is widely regarded as the finest Eagle tribute show playing today. So this is going to be great. Concerts, and there's more on that coming later in the show. We'll say more about that.
Yeah.
So grab your friends, a few blankets, and get to The Point on Friday, July 31st, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for one of this summer's most memorable concerts.
This is so exciting.
It is. Okay, so then continuing Saturday, August 1st,
mm-hmm.
The Point will be joined by everyone's favorite tone-it-up beauties, Karina and Katrina, from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. for a motivational workshop that will conclude with an exclusive book signing. The dynamic duo is ready to offer guests tips and tricks on how to both attain and maintain the ideal summer physique. You know the girls, Karina and Katrina, they have a huge following. I'm sure it's going to be packed for that.
Yeah. They've done so well. Wasn't it through social media that they really blew up and then they had their own
YouTube
show?
YouTube. Yeah. The girls just, they like to work out together. Right. They would go down to the beach. They do their own workouts by themselves. They started videotaping it,
right.
Threw one up on YouTube, got a good response, and that's how it started. Now they have this, huge empire.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Great. It's great. Another South Bay success story. And also on Saturday, August 1st, The Point has the ultimate way to spend a summer evening, a picnic and movie under the stars. As family gathers in The Point's open-air plaza, the family-friendly movie Home will play on a 30-foot projection screen from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Popcorn will be provided free of charge, and food and cocktail specials from The Point's restaurants will be available for purchase. All right, so you can go to any of those restaurants and get food for takeout and go out on the plaza.
Right, right.
Beer, wine, whatever you want.
Right.
Every guest in attendance will count for a $5 donation benefiting Sandpipers, a volunteer organization dedicated to serving the needs of the South Bay community through charitable and philanthropic programs. So that's this Saturday night. So if you don't have any plans this weekend, you could pretty much camp out at The Point. Right?
Yes, you could, and you should visit, as well as looking at some art this weekend.
Should we do sponsor a commercial first?
It's that time. Yes, it is.
It is. Fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the South Bay Show, and this happens to be the Joe and Jackie Show. We're doing a weekend roundup. We haven't done this since last holiday season, and we're loving it because it gives us a chance to really talk about, the things that we really love in the South Bay and how they relate to what's going on and all the new stuff. If you'd like to join us and you wanna you have a comment or question, we'd love to have you. Please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And we'd also love to thank a sponsor, Jackie. Who do we want to thank today?
Joe, it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Yes, yes. Now, this has to be one of my favorite events, and the location is very, very, very special. It's something that if you haven't experienced before, you really need to make an effort to experience this. This is the Friends of Redondo Beach Arts present the 4th annual CA101 Art Exhibition at the AES Power Plant in Redondo Beach. Yes, that power plant. Artists hailing from California's Oregon border to the Mexican border will share and exchange their creative impressions of life today in California. The opening reception takes place Friday, tomorrow, from 5 to 7. You know, I think that the opening reception is actually from 7 to 10 tomorrow, I remember from the show. 7 to 10 tomorrow night and is open to the public. The exhibit will be on display for 2 weekends, so Friday, July 31st through Sunday, August 2nd, and the reception begins 7 to 10 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, and then Friday, August 7th through Sunday, August 9th, and that will be 5 to 9 p.m. Curated by Nina Zach Ladden, with exhibition director Sandra Lillenwall, the juried show features hundreds of works in various mediums. For additional information, visit the website at Friends Redondo Beach Arts, friendsredondobeacharts.org. The AES plant, if you don't know where that is, you probably don't live in the South Bay. The AES power plant is located 1100 North Harbor Drive in Redondo. And this isn't just your ordinary average run-of-the-mill art exhibit. This is really world-class in the truest sense of the word, including they were consulted a world-class architect, Dean Noda, to help them in designing the spaces for the art exhibits. And Dean Noda is renowned in the world of architecture around the world.
He
lives in the South Bay. He lives in Hermosa. So you have to see this.
You know, I've gone to, I don't know if this is the 4th or 5th annual CA101, but I've gone to all of them. And they change venues.
Right.
Each year. The first one they had in the PV Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They had the lobby space and some conference rooms. You know, they took over that whole ground floor and did an exhibit there. And I believe it was the following year they had it at the AES plant, and it was just, it was spectacular. It was spectacular.
Right.
And then last year they had it at the down by the pier, you know, the commercial area upstairs.
Right. Right.
They had it there last year in a couple of different buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And this year they're back at AES, you know. We unfortunately, we don't know what's going to happen with that building, so we want to use it as much as we can.
Right. Building number one.
Yeah, building number one.
Great history, used in many, many different movies as a backdrop, Die Hard, and I think one of the Terminator movies was
Live Free and Die Hard, yeah.
Free, Die Hard, and many, many other lesser movies, but it's just such a unique location.
Yes, and it's a great show. It's a great art show. You're going to see stuff there that you just don't see other places, so.
Right.
Yeah, so that's
awesome.
That's this weekend and next weekend.
Right.
Right, Friday through Sunday this weekend, Friday through Sunday next weekend.
Right.
Cool. All right, so moving on. the El Segundo Rotary Club presents Movie in the Park on Sunday, August 1st at 4 p.m. The film to be screened is, can you guess, Joe?
Oh, no, it is. Let It Go.
Oh, here we go. I'm surprised you're not playing the song in the background. the film to be screened is Frozen and features a sing-along. All right? So this is everybody's chance to go and sing along. Attendees are encouraged to dress up in favorite Frozen costumes. Additional activities include train rides, a moon bounce, and face painting for the kids. Attendees should bring blankets and chairs, but leave the pets at home. Drop-offs are not permitted. No outside alcohol is permitted, but refreshments will be available for purchase. Admission is $4 per person. Children under 2 are free, and parking is included. Tickets can be purchased at the El Segundo Chamber of Commerce. Chevron Park is located at the corner of El Segundo and Sepulveda Boulevard. For tickets and information, there's a Club Runner site address, so you can go to my website and get that. Mm-hmm. So this is what Movies in the Park. This is Chevron Park.
Right.
Is it Chevron Employee Park? Is that what they call it?
Yes, right. Great, great venue. And, you know, the idea of a sing-along, this is fantastic. It'll be well attended, I'm sure. And it's Saturday, August 1st. Saturday.
I'm sorry. This is on Saturday, August 1st. Yeah, Saturday. Saturday at 4.
Yeah.
And it's like the dead of summer, and everybody is just, you know, frozen, has got a lock hold on us. It was playing someplace around here last weekend, too.
Right.
One of the movies someplace. So that's a fun night out for the whole family.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if the heat's getting to you, Frozen should help.
And we're bouncing around. There's so many things going on in different areas of the South Bay. No matter where you live, there's something going on very near your home. American Honda Motor Corporation, Motor Company, and the Torrance Chamber host an Evening Under the Stars, a 29th annual gourmet food and wine festival. Now, this is truly a signature event, 29 years.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. On Saturday, August 1st, of course, the gala event takes place from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at the Honda headquarters in Torrance. The proceeds will benefit Torrance Memorial Medical Center and additional selected charities. The evening features multi-Grammy award-winning winner Peebo Bryson, ladies and gentlemen, scrumptious bites from the finest South Bay restaurants, and more than 80, count them, 80 varietals of wine. Tickets are $150 each, or two for $250. $150 each or two for $250. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the website at www.torrancememorial.org. Look for the giving event under the stars. You'll see it there on the website. Honda headquarters is located at 700 Van Ness Avenue in Torrance. This is a truly signature event, and it's all happening at the same time, Jackie.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. You're going to have to pick and choose
what
to do this weekend.
Yes, you really, really are. Wow.
Yeah, we're not even halfway through what's going on this weekend.
Okay.
You're going to have to spread yourself very thin.
Very thin. But some people have preferences, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, Torrance Memorial, you know, a lot of people we know sit on the board, and, you know, it's a big fundraising organization, so it's a big deal, yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, now this is something, it's stuff like this next item that I get very excited about. The El Segundo Museum of Art is offering a free life drawing course taking place every Sunday in August. This adult program is led by an ESMOA artist in residence and Royal Drawing School of England faculty member Jake Garfield. The course is free, and basic materials will be provided as well as a suggested list of materials if you wish to bring your own. Now, whether you're a casual doodler or serious artist, all levels of experience and interest are welcome in this life drawing course. The informal yet informative four-session course for adults will feature live models and focus on the elements of drawing, including line, form, tone, and composition, as well as rendering dynamic movement. Commitment to the course is advised, though not mandatory, and it will take place on the following days and times. Sunday, August 2nd, 1 to 4, Sunday, August 9th, 1 to 4, Sunday, August 16th, 1 to 4, and Sunday, August 23rd, 1 to 4. And there is a maximum of 30 participants. To reserve a spot, send an email to rsvp@esmoa.org. Or for additional information, visit the SMOA website at www.esmoa.org or call 424-277-1020. El Segundo Museum of Art is located at 208 Main Street in El Segundo. Now, seriously, Joe, where else can you go and take a free drawing course over the course of a month?
No, I don't know of any other place, and not at a venue like this. I mean, the ESMOA is such a signature event venue that I would love to go there and do this. I wish I'm taking a course in writing on Sundays, so I can't go.
Yeah, but for those people that can go, and it's only 4 Sundays.
Right.
You know, it's not a huge commitment. It's not like a semester.
Right.
You know, so I just think that's fabulous. So anybody, and as they said, you know, doodlers to experienced, you know, professionals, everybody is welcome to come.
Right.
Wow. Up to 30 people.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
It's such a great venue, and it's free. They'll provide the materials. You know, if you want to bring your own, you can, but they'll provide the materials. I just think it's fabulous.
This is your chance. If you think you're a budding, you know, artist and you want to give it an exploration, this is your chance.
Yeah.
Now, of course, it continues with the free concerts. The City of Torrance invites the community to a free concert featuring Mystic Wave on Sunday, August 2nd from 3 to 5 p.m. in Columbia Park. This family-friendly concert will be held on the east side of the park near the corner of 190th and Prairie Avenue. Mystic Wave is a community outreach band associated with Soka Gaika International. I know that organization, Soka Gaika International, the Buddhist Association for Peace, Culture, and Education. The band started with 4 members in 2012 with the mission of spreading waves of peace and bringing people together through music. Mystic Wave has grown to more than 20 members with the Buddhist concept of many in body, one in mind. The band brings an infectious vibe that is as fun as it is funky. Musical borders are blurred as Mystic Wave embraces styles through including jazz, Latin, and old school soul. The band, which has played at the city's Cherry Blossom Cultural Festival for the past 2 years, is popular with adults and children alike. Bring your dancing shoes and lose your blues. Call the Cultural Services Division Community Services Department at 310-618-2376. That's 310-618-2376. For more information. Columbia Park is located at 4045 190th Street in Torrance. Basically, 190th and Prairie. That's
yes.
It.
Yeah, and I didn't put the link on there. I probably should have in the weekend guide, but go online and look up Mystic Wave.
Okay.
They're amazing. They're amazing. Yeah.
Wow, that's a great event. That's Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m.
Yes, at Columbia Park in Torrance.
Great.
All right, Joe. Another big event coming up this weekend. We've been waiting over for this. St. Rock presents the 2015 Hermosa Beach Summer Concert Series. The concerts will take place Sundays in August from 4 to 8 p.m. on the south side of the Hermosa Beach Pier. That's located, you know, at the base of Pier Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, these concerts are some of the most popular events in the South Bay, and the crowds number well into the thousands. So you'll want to arrive early to claim a prime viewing spot. All right, so this Sunday, August 2nd, features Pine Mountain Logs. All right, I've heard of these guys. I've seen them playing different places. I haven't seen them, but I've seen them listed playing other different places.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I know you and I have done it, and most of the South Bay has done it, but it is the best event of the summer.
It's the venue is perfect. You know, there is hardly another place as wide and as comfortable with as many venues that are within steps. You step off the beach, you walk 10 feet, and there's 20 restaurants to choose from.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is big. This is big. So anyway, so as I said, Sunday, August 2nd, that's this weekend. That's the first one. The next one is the August 9th, August 16th, and August 23rd. There's four every summer. I think there might be another Sunday in August, but they do the four concerts each year. Yeah. But one other thing I want to mention, and I don't know that much about it yet. I just saw something earlier this week about a concert on Hermosa Beach on the 8th of August. It's called Navy Days.
Hmm.
I contacted somebody, and all they could tell me was the time, 5:30 to 7, 5 to 7, I think it is. I don't know what it is, though. Is it the United States Navy Band? I have no idea what it is. So if anybody out there knows what it is, please contact me and let me know, because I want to put the info up on my website. I just don't have any yet.
Right.
So that's not part of this summer concert series. That's a separate thing.
Wow. That's weird. It is listed on Hermosa Beach's calendar of events. Their city calendar of events, but there's no other information.
Yeah. It just says the date. It doesn't even say the time.
Right.
So, So that's another one, but that's going to be happening August 8th.
Okay.
So an additional concert on the beach in Hermosa this summer. That'll be great.
Right.
Very exciting.
Right. Awesome.
What else is coming up, Joe?
Well, let me see. You know, this is interesting because the Palos Verdes Peninsula Chamber of Commerce, they do so many great things to support and to highlight businesses up on the hill. This is a great event. The Palos Verdes Peninsula Chamber of Commerce invites the public to the monthly Good Morning Palos Verdes breakfast networking mixer on Wednesday, August 5th from 7:15 to 9 a.m. at Lisa's Bon Appetit.
I think you have to say Good Morning Palos Verdes.
Yes, right. Exactly. It's guest speaker Jill Rutan Hoffman, daughter of world famous pilot Dick Rutan, and niece of revolutionary aeronautical designer Bert Rutan, will discuss growing up with the modern Wright brothers. Oh, that's fascinating.
Modern day Wright brothers.
Growing up. This is fascinating. From the milestone Voyager flight to the XPRIZE winning Spaceship One, Jill has seen it all. She has been a part of many aerospace firsts, and through inspirational and humorous stories, will share glimpses into the lives of two of the greatest adventurers of our time. Admission to the mixer is $18 for PVP chamber members and $25 for prospective members and guests. The event includes networking, a hearty breakfast, there's a note, don't miss the creme brulee French toast. Wow.
Mm.
Creme brulee French toast. Okay. An opportunity to deliver an ad about your business or organization and door prizes. If you plan to attend, please RSVP. I'm sure you should RSVP because it's the daughter of world famous pilot Dick Rutan.
Yep.
Talking about her dad and his brother. I mean, oh my goodness, this is amazing. Okay, so the website is palosverdeschamber.com. RSVP at the website, www.palosverdeschamber.com, or by phone, 310-377-8111. That's 310-377-8111. And you should absolutely do that. Now, Lisa's Bon Appetit is located at 3511 Pacific Coast Highway in Torrance. It's going to be, wow, that's a great idea.
I love that. Yeah, and it's at 7:15 in the morning. So get up early and go. That way this is something you don't have to miss. I don't think there's anything else happening at that time on that day.
Not likely. Next Wednesday, Good morning, Palos Verdes.
You know, it's interesting. Remember we went to the South Bay Business Leaders Summit
Yes.
last year, and they had those breakout sessions?
Right.
One of the ones I went to was a woman that worked for Ronald Reagan when he was president, and
Oh,
afterwards.
yes.
Yeah, and you know, it's so interesting to hear it, instead of having Dick Rutan there,
Right.
you know, having somebody that was there at his side the whole time, listening to them talk about the experiences. You don't have to have the person there,
Right.
you know, the famous person. You could have somebody that's been at their side,
Right.
you know, for years and years, telling you about the things that went on. It's a different perspective, and I found it very, very interesting.
It was fascinating. Her life and times with Ronald Reagan really showed the essence of the man. And we kind of knew that, you know, he was as authentic as it gets, no filters.
Yeah.
He was a gentleman far into his 80s. I mean, the one story that sticks in my mind so much is that she's a young girl, you know, she's in her 20s, mid-20s or whatever, serving as his assistant, yet he would always open the door for her. And in his mid-80s, I mean, this is just the way he was. It was
Yeah.
his, in his DNA. He didn't know how not to be a gentleman, and I think that was fascinating.
It was a very, very interesting half hour that listening to her.
Right.
Yeah, so I'm sure this one will be just as great.
Right.
Yeah, so all right, so we have a new free summer concert series.
Right.
Another
Wow.
one. All right. Okay. All right. I mean, there is no shortage of great music in the South Bay. It's going to be launching in August. The Point will host concerts in the Point Plaza every Wednesday night from August 5th through September 30th. The free concerts will feature tribute bands from 6 to 8 p.m. All right. So I mentioned that they were going to have for their opening this weekend, they're going to have the Eagles tribute band. They're going to have different tribute bands every Wednesday night. All right. How's that? All right. So now you have something to do on your Wednesday nights for the next couple of months. The free concerts. Okay. Grab your friends, a few blankets, and beach chairs, and get to the Point. On Wednesday, August 5th, guests will enjoy the Police Experience, a Police tribute band. All right. For additional information, visit the website at thepointsb.com. And as we mentioned earlier, it's located at 850 South Sepulveda Boulevard in El Segundo at the corner of Rosecrans Avenue and Sepulveda.
I have to say, Jackie, for the longest time, my wife and I have really been enjoying, for the last decade, my wife and I have been enjoying on Fridays, typically, sometimes Sundays, going to LACMA, Los Angeles County Museum of Art. But on Fridays, they have free jazz, and it's sponsored by 88.1 jazzandblues, .org. And it is just amazing. These are some of the finest jazz acts in the world play there for free. And it's an LA party. I mean, you regularly see celebrities and just, you know, people who are obviously from all over the city, from every walk of life, coming together for the finest jazz in the world and the finest jazz in LA. Now, that's kind of a trek. It's on Wilshire Boulevard.
Kind of, just a
Yeah,
little.
it's an effort. You have to make an effort to go. There's traffic. There's all this other stuff. You got to get there early because there's people, lots and lots of people. And now you're telling me, Jackie, and this, you know, it's a different experience, but you're telling me that at the Point, every Wednesday for 2 hours, we can go and listen to free music?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this is just one more. You
Right.
know, I don't list them in every weekend guide because they're ongoing, but you've got concerts on the Redondo Beach Pier every Thursday and Saturday, right? The Hermosa Beach Summer Concerts, which is only in August, that starts this weekend. Every Wednesday night, you also have the concerts in Malaga Cove.
Right.
Right? There are concerts all over the place. Terranea.
Nelson's
Nelson.
amazing.
You know, I mean,
Fantastic.
There's, you know, El Segundo does concerts in the library. Mm-hmm. RUHS has their jazz ensemble that does three concerts at the high school. I mean, there's free music all over the place.
Right.
You know?
There's an explosion of cultural events. In a sense, Jackie, I think since we've been reporting on this, since we've been talking about this on the radio, it really has, we've doubled down on the level of cultural experience here in the South Bay.
Yes, absolutely. There's just so much going on.
Sure.
You know, and as I said, we can't mention every single thing every weekend. You know,
right.
But it's all on my website. You know, go to ongoing events, and you'll see the ongoing events, the concerts and the movies in the park and the summer of fun and, you know, all this other stuff going on. You know, Friday nights, Ruby's Diner Car Show every Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
There's so much stuff going on. The ADM, the Automobile Driving Museum, go take a drive in one of their classic cars every Sunday.
Right.
Right? There's just a ton of stuff to do. Listen, that's something else that I wanted to mention. I have a couple of things here I want to mention. Have you ever heard of the L.A. Defenders?
The L.A. Defenders? No. Tell me about that.
Okay. Well, I just found out about this. Somebody contacted me, somebody that works with the team. They play at the Lakers facility in El Segundo. It's a league, and the L.A. D-Fenders is the name. They play there, and it's a league, and they play regular games, and it's very high-level basketball.
Mm.
And the Lakers are involved, and the Laker girls do their thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's in an auditorium, and you can sit up close and watch seriously high-level basketball games there.
Wow.
Yeah, and you didn't know about this. I didn't know about this. I don't think anybody knows about
Where this. Where is this happening?
It's happening in El Segundo at the Laker training facility.
Oh my.
And the season starts in November. Now, I've been in contact with somebody at their organization, and we're going to have them as guests on the show,
right.
I think in October.
Right.
September or October. So it's reasonable ticket prices.
Right.
You know, it's not $110 a seat. And it when you get a chance, go online, look up LA Defenders, D-Fenders.
Right,
and they have the same colors and the same look of the logo as the LA Lakers. They're like the LA Lakers farm team.
So
that's here. You know, runs for you know their season runs. You know, basketball season. So again, just so much stuff, and we're going to be bringing you more information about that, as I said, in the future. And we're going to quickly run through. Just to keep people up to date. Yesterday morning on the South Bay Show, we're down to Beach, more to see. Our guests were Deborah Shepherd, Pat Dreisler, and Krista Barnes, and we had a great discussion about tourism in Redondo Beach and the history of tourism in Redondo Beach. That was a great show.
Mentioned Pat Dreisler. Yeah,
I did. Yeah, she's just a font of information. I mean,
right.
She knows everything there is to know about Redondo. So if you didn't listen to the show, make a point to listen to it. The link is on my website at southbaybyjackie.com. And there's more to see every Wednesday morning at 8 a.m., which I want to mention. I'm not sure, but I think maybe next week, every Wednesday, we're going to be giving away a pair of free tickets to the Redondo Beach Lobster Festival.
Yeah, that's really important.
Yes. We're going to give away a pair of free tickets each show leading up to the festival. So I believe we're going to start that next week.
All right.
So free tickets to the Lobster Fest, and then
right.
of course.
But people have to call in to get their ticket.
That's right. You know, we'll announce it on the show a couple of times. You know, caller number three or whatever will win a pair of free tickets, and then you're going to have to pick up the phone and say, caller number one, too bad. Caller
right.
number two, too bad.
Right.
Caller number three, you're the winner.
right.
So yeah. So and of course, this show, today's show, will be on my website. The link will be there. You can go and you can listen to it at your leisure. But you should probably do that today at some point so you don't miss anything.
Right.
Because there's a lot coming up. And then tomorrow morning on the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, our guests, we're going to have the staff of the Manhattan Beach Chamber on.
Oh, okay.
We're going to have President and CEO James O'Callaghan, Director of Business Development Valeria Salazar, and Event Coordinator Laura Reed. Mm-hmm. And they're going to fill us in on what's new and fabulous at the Manhattan Beach Chamber. And again, that show is live at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning, but you can listen to it at your leisure in podcast.
Right.
So we've got quite a weekend left up.
I'm kind of in shock, really, with all the stuff going on. I think many venues, cities, and other organizations have decided that event sort of marketing is the kind of marketing that they want to do. And I find this in my own direct sales business, Jackie, that event marketing is the key to success. Gathering people in a place where then they can decide if they're interested in your services or not, but at least you got them there. The first, sort of struggle is to get people to take notice, and you get them in a single place, like these concerts at the Point, I think are brilliant. I mean, they're focused on tribute bands, Police, Journey, Heart, Dave Matthews. My wife and I are definitely going to see that one. Blondie with Debbie Harry, Rolling Stones, The Doors, The Beatles, Bon Jovi.
Oh, I know where we're going to be every Wednesday night.
They're really focused on some great experiences with great bands.
You can't just build something and expect and say they will come. It doesn't work like that. That was Field of Dreams in like what, 1990?
Right.
They're not going to come. You can build a park, but unless you do things, you're not going to get people in the park. You can build a lifestyle center, unless you do things. You got to do events, and it seems like every city and chamber an organization, a business improvement district, they have all gotten wise to that. And it's only to the good of the community.
And these things cost money to put on, but I think the point is that they work.
Yeah.
People understand now that these kinds of event planning, event marketing works.
Yes, it does.
And I have no doubt that the South Bay Point will experience the same, that this is going to work for them. Having these concerts is really going to expose the South Bay to the South Bay Point, and it's going to stick. People are going to find that they love coming there, and they're going to start shopping there, and they're going to start, visiting SoulCycle and all of that.
Yes, they are. And, something that, Del Amo, the new Del Amo is online. They're going to have the Nordstrom is going to have a huge grand opening event there. And that's going to be taking place in October.
Right.
So, even just because the summer ends, it doesn't mean that anything is going to slow down around here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, get your calendars out, man.
And your running shoes on.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
Running shoes. Yeah. Yep. It's going to be fun. Oh boy, I'm excited. It's going to be a great weekend. I have to prioritize though, and absolutely do not miss CA 101 at the AES Power Plant. No matter what you do, you got two weekends, this weekend and next weekend. You can't miss that.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of can't miss stuff. So.
No, there's a lot of can't miss. I agree. There's the we haven't even talked about it, but ladies and gentlemen, the World Games are still in town. The World Games. The world has come to Los Angeles.
And by the way, that all went off really well, didn't it?
Yes.
Our host cities, our host town cities, El Segundo, Hawthorne, Hermosa, Manhattan, Redondo, they did an incredible job with all of the events. And it was just amazing, amazing. So kudos to all of you.
Wonderful to be a part of that, and to know that those athletes and trainers and family members were really well taken care of.
They were, and they have fans rooting for them in the stands. Yeah,
right. It's wonderful. Wow. Okay, I'm getting ready. I'm getting mentally prepared.
All right. Well, I got to run out.
Right. Shut
down the show.
I think that's the show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We had a wonderful time. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Manhattan Beach 360, where we really talk about what the Chamber is doing, the Manhattan Beach Chamber is doing, and how they're doing it, and you'll find out all the good stuff. That's our show. Thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now.